Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. It is Morgan, and I am here on Coffee and Kettlebells talking to you about 10 productivity tips to help unleash your inner mom boss. So whether you have your own business or you are still working remotely, these tips are something that can help you navigate through being a mom and also being a boss. So my first tip, and this is for someone who has a small baby, but I know what saved me through these early months of the pandemic, being at home, working, having my newborn, was wearing my baby. So if your kids are in that phase, I would highly encourage you to find a carrier that you love, that your baby loves, and wearing the baby, because being hands-free is a game changer to you, for you to, you know, get on your computer or work on your phone or do some things around the house. So wearing the baby is one little mom hack that I have to multitask and get some things done at the same time as you are cuddling with your baby. But that takes me to my next point, because you heard the word multitasking. I believe in multitasking because that's my life, right? I don't think you can be a mom and not multitask. However, there is a time that you need to turn the multitasking off, right? And so close all the different browsers going on in your head, right? Like close all the tabs and start blocking those priorities. So for an example, if you need to get some work done, try not to do work and home stuff, right? And so that's what I mean by multitasking. Don't cross over work life with home life with mom life as much as you possibly can when it's time to really, really focus. Because otherwise, are you going to get something done effectively and as quick as you could as if you just would have focused? So multitasking certainly does make sense during certain times, but I would encourage you to really start time blocking your day and giving yourself that calendar and that schedule to say, okay, this is when I'm going to work on home stuff. This is when I'm going to shut both of those things off and just be with the kids. So how can you multitask effectively, but also turn it off at the right time? Number three, guys, sleep better, work better. I cannot stress this enough, especially us women. Guys, if we are not getting good sleep, our cortisol levels are going to be high, right? Our stress hormone is going to be high. It's going to affect everything about our day. It's going to affect the way that we wake up, the way that we talk to our kids, the way that we talk to ourselves and to our husband. And it's really going to affect your productivity throughout the day. So getting good sleep is such a priority. And if that means that you need to turn the electronics off earlier, you need to put the phone in the other room, you need to not have a TV in your bedroom, you need to maybe take melatonin or some sleepy time tea or whatever it is, guys, you really need to start to prioritize sleep, because when you can sleep better, you will work better the next day. You will not be trying to just constantly be consuming coffee to keep you, you know, awake and energized to get through the day. So prioritizing sleep is very, very important to unleash your inner mom boss. Number four, guys, hire somebody. So whether this is in your work life or your home life. So I started this podcast to say you may be listening to this and you are an entrepreneur. Maybe you have a at-home business, or maybe you go to the office every day. Whatever it is for you, I will always support and encourage hiring someone to do a job better than you might be able to do it. And I've done this in my work life and I've done this in my home life. I no longer have any shame around hiring people to help me with my work or my house duties so I can be a better mom, so I can focus on my work, so I can do the things that only Morgan can do. And so you really need to take a look and say, what could I hire somebody to help me out with? Is it laundry? Is it cleaning your house? Is it a personal assistant that maybe you are building a business and it's getting busier and busier and busier and you need to give somebody a part-time hours to take a couple administrative things off of your plate? Again, what can only you do? And then who can I bring around me to do things either just as good as I can, or sometimes, guys, even better. Actually, most of the time, it's even better. So again, I don't have any shame around hiring somebody. Listen, I used to feel guilty. I used to think, gosh, I wish I could just do it all. I wish I could do it all, Morgan. Why can't you clean the house and do all the laundry and also work 40 plus hours and also be a mom of three? And guess what? I can do a lot, guys. Trust me, I can do a lot, but I cannot do it all. And that is okay. So hiring somebody is something that I highly encourage if it fits for you. The next tip I have is like batch process things, right? So think of an assembly line. One person doesn't build a whole car, right? Instead, they make one part over and over and over because it's much, much more efficient. So how can you apply that same principle to your business? If you're working on similar tasks all at the same time, this kind of goes back to that like no more multitasking tip. So instead of bouncing around from checking emails to writing to social media to working on a project to having a meeting, you do one of them for a chunk of time. Okay. And so batch processing is something that has certainly helped me. And you just really need to focus on how are you spending your time the most productive. The next one is have self-awareness. So guys, even this podcast, what's working for me and what I'm giving you tips on doesn't mean that's going to work for you. Okay. And so what you see on social media or what your friends do or what your coworkers do, what works for one isn't always going to work for all. So make sure that you have that self-awareness that you're not comparing yourself to what works for somebody else. And you may like to work under pressure. You may like to work in silence. You may like to work with a deadline and a big schedule, right? Like you may like to-do lists on your iPad, or you might like to-do lists on a little post-it note. Like what works for you is going to be different than what works for the next person. So you really do need to find what kind of routine and schedule that you work the best in. And you have to try new things, right? Try different things and see how productive you are in those settings. So have that self-awareness and don't get frustrated with yourself, okay? Until you really find your groove and find what you feel good at, there may be times that are uncomfortable and challenging for you to get through all the things that you need to do. But once you find that stride, you'll feel much, much better about it. Next one. So speaking of to-do lists, don't add too many tasks. So I've talked about this in podcasts before. What works for me is on a Sunday night, I'll go through my entire calendar, my work calendar, and also my personal life calendar, right? So what do the kids have? But basically, let's talk just work here. So I will look through Monday through Friday. What meetings do I have? What deadlines do I have? What are the things from last week that I didn't get done, right? And so every Sunday, I basically create this master list of things that I want to work on throughout the entire week. Okay. It needs to start on Monday, but it's this entire list of everything that I'm either working on, something that's net new, or a thought that came up in my head that I know I need to schedule a meeting for somebody to talk about. So master list comes in the beginning of the week, really before my Monday starts. And then from there, that's kind of what I go back to. So every day I'm going to pick things out of that master list that I want to focus on. But what my recommendation is don't add too many tasks, right? Don't feel so overwhelmed. So Monday, I pick the hardest things that I need to do because we always tend to avoid the most challenging things or the hardest things. So I try to tackle those on Monday, right? What is the biggest priority is first and foremost, but maybe what are the things that are going to challenge me, okay? And I'm going to tackle those first. So each day I go back to that master list and I pick things out of what I want to accomplish in that day. And hey, if you finish all of them, you go back to that master list. But something about it in my mind is better than chunking it to smaller lists throughout the week, but always having that master list that I go back to. So again, that's what works for me, but you got to find what works for you, right? And that's just how I feel most prepared and aligned. And it gives me clarity on what I should be spending my time on. Shift your mindset. Okay. That's my next tip. Are you always thinking about how little time you have or how busy you are, or how, you know, frazzled you are? What does that type of thinking do? Okay. What does it do? It only adds more stress to you. Are you thinking of scenarios in your head that probably aren't even the reality? Or are you thinking of thoughts that are in your control, right? So, well, yes, because all your thoughts are in your control. But if I constantly tell myself, I'm busy, I'm stressed out, I've got too much on my plate, If I'm constantly focusing on like the negative and the bad, what do you think that's going to do to my mindset? Okay. What do you think that's going to do for my stress levels? So what I recommend is shifting your mindset to abundance. And this is easier said than done, you guys. But when you feel like you have too much going on, you know, instead of worrying about it and stressing about it and creating this negativity in your mind, create this abundance mindset of I'm grateful that I have all this stuff going on in my life. What is the most important to me now? I'm going to pick that out. That's what I'm going to work on. Okay. Because I think there's this pressure that we put on ourselves to do it all. Okay. And who's putting that pressure on us? Like truly, if we dig down to the core of it, we're putting the pressure on ourselves. I know I am like that. And maybe it's different for you, but I know most of the time I'm the one my standards are high, right? I have high expectations for myself. I have high expectations for my business. I have high expectations for the way that my house looks. Like I'm just going to be honest. But sometimes I need to say, Morgan, you're putting all this pressure on yourself. Only for yourself. You're stressing yourself out, right? No one else cares if there's laundry in the dryer for 4 days, right? So that's a small scenario. I get it. But when you are feeling stressed out, what are the expectations you're putting on yourself? And how are the thoughts and the mindset that you have creating stress or creating relief, right? And so just really try to shift what those thoughts are and focus on what is the most important. And what I always say is it going to move the needle? So for me, it's like, hey, if I'm stressed out about something that's not even going to matter in 5 minutes, 5 days, or even 5 years, why am I stressed about it? So moving the needle is literally a thought that goes through my head daily. Is this project going to move the needle? Is this decision going to move the needle? Is this blah, blah, blah going to move the needle? And if the answer is no, I move on. All right, I got two more, guys, two more tips here. So let's talk technology. I know it seems like, you know, every day there's a new headline about how bad using screens are and technology is bad for your kids. So I'm just going to get real with you for 1 minute. You can judge me if you want. I don't care. But it's not the end of the world if your kids watch TV, if your kids have an iPad. What I think is more important is what they're consuming on that TV and what they're consuming on that iPad. Now, don't misconfuse what I'm saying. My kids don't stare at an iPhone or an iPad or a TV for 8 hours a day. Yes, there are limits that you need to have. However, 20 minutes here and there while you're getting some tasks done, whether that be for work or whether that be for home, to me is worth it. Okay. Because if you can have that undivided attention where you can really knock some tasks out and maybe your kids can play some learning games on the iPad, or maybe they can watch a movie that then you can, you know, talk about or not talk about and just let them watch a movie and be kids. I watched plenty of movies as a kid and I turned out great. So listen, some of you may agree or disagree with me right now, but if not, I'm giving you permission that it's okay that your kids watch a little bit of TV and technology. It's not going to kill them. And again, focus on what they're watching, what they're consuming versus the fact that they even have it, and just stop the guilt. Stop the guilt right now. If it makes you feel better to clean up the kitchen and fold that last load of laundry without your kids asking you for a million snacks or, you know, messing up your laundry, just go let them go watch some TV, knock it out, and then go have some family time. That's my philosophy, and I'm sticking to it. Last one, guys, don't be too hard on yourself. So we talk about this, right? Like grace, grace, grace. Give it to yourself. We give it to others all the time. Make sure you're giving it to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Make sure that you're spending that time to unplug and really that alone time to recharge and check in with yourself. And then what do you need? Do you need a date night with your spouse? Like, has there been tension with you guys because life is just busy and it happens? Maybe you guys need to just take a pause button, go on a date night, hire a babysitter. I'm giving you permission, and go connect. Go connect with your spouse. Or maybe it's connecting with yourself and giving yourself a little bit of self-love, self-care. Go get a pedicure, right? And put the phone away and just focus on you. So whatever it is, make sure that you make the time for it and that you are not too hard on yourself and you know that you are doing the best job that you can do and you should be proud of yourself and you should stop judging yourself, okay? So those 10 tips are how to unleash your inner boss. I hope that was helpful for everybody. Thank you for listening, as always. And if you guys haven't, make sure you're subscribing to the channel on any podcast platform that you are listening to this. Make sure you hit subscribe. Not only does that help my numbers and support me, but it also ensures that you never miss an episode. So once again, guys, appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.